Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, for today at least. Dave Mica is Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and I'm joined again today by my successor, as I plan for my retirement at South Shore Arts, with our new leader, Mr. Jonathan Canning. So, Jonathan, welcome, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
It is terrific to have you on, and it's terrific to hear your voice as you soon set to take the lead for Eye on the Arts Radio as well. So, a terrific day today for me.
Rocking one for me. Thank you.
Well, listen, this topic today for our program, Eye on the Arts Radio, I think is a perfect one because you have a personal connection, I think, to both the guest we have on today, as well as to the topic, which is the summer art exhibition and celebration across Porter County that features well-known local artists, Vin and Hazel Hanel, the history behind them and everything. And so can you share a little with the listeners about these special local artists?
Yes, well, it's our speaker, Kevin Pazer, Executive Director of Poco Muse, who first introduced me to the Hanels and to this countywide project. I, as the new then director at the Brower Museum of Art at Valparaiso University, became very interested in this pair of local artists because we see in them throughout their lives trying to keep their art relevant to the times. So from their early days as students in Chicago in the 19-teens through Vin's death in 1961 as America industrializes to Hazel's own death at 106 in 2002. And they did this by refreshing their representational style with modernist elements. They abstracted the human form, they flattened the image, and at times they emphasized the natural quality of the materials they were using. So my enthusiasm is all thanks, as I said, to our guest today. So Kevin, as you open your new exhibition at Poco Muse on the Hanels, how would you characterize their importance?
Well, to Porter County and to art in general, I think very greatly. And I have to thank you for having me on today to talk about this. Jonathan, it's great to see you. David, it's great to see you. And I mean, Jonathan, you know, we discussed this as a partnership back when you were new in your role. And certainly things have changed, and I think for the better, and it's incredible to see you stepping into this role of South Shore Arts. But I have always had a fundamental love for the Hanels. I think just also for the practical side of their work. And this is a story we'll tell within this exhibit, and I think it'll be echoed through the other partner exhibits as well, that they really had a mind for art as a creative process, but they had a mind for the business side of things, which I think kept them successful and allowed them to continue doing passion projects throughout both of their lives.
What will people see in your exhibition?
Our exhibition is really a retrospective in a lot of ways. So our exhibit, Life Work, the Artists Hazel and Vin Hanel, will open on May 9th, 2025. And we'll run through October 26th of this year. And it's really a focus in telling their life story and the fact that what they did, you know, obviously starting in Chicago and transplanting here in Porter County and Furnaceville in the northern part of Porter County, due to the Depression, it really greatly transformed Porter County. And I think we still see that benefit today, the art mindset that permeates Porter County. And so it's exciting to be able to tell these different stories and work with the Art Barn School of Art, the Chesterton Art Center, Pines Village Retirement Communities, and the Westchester Township History Museum. But really, our exhibit, I think, has the longest span, and it is going to be all-encompassing of telling their stories as artists and the impact they made on Porter County. And what I can tell you, I think, is probably the most exciting thing for me is that at least I would say 80% of the works that will be on exhibit here are from private collections. So they've not seen the light of day since probably when they were first exhibited. So it's really cool to be able to bring that into public view.
Now, is there a website that listeners can go to find out more about the various venues?
There is. Right now, primarily, we have information about our portion of what we call Life Work that's coming up, but I do believe there will be another specific exhibit page, web page for the exhibit. I don't have that information, but our website is pocomuse.org, P-O-C-O-M-U-S-E.org, And I guarantee we'll have a link to this larger page that details the information that goes along with each of these partner exhibits.
Well, I do intend over the summer to invite on representatives of the Art Barn Art School, Chesterton Art Center, and Pines Village to talk about their specific exhibitions, all part of this wonderful collaboration across Portage County to celebrate the life and works of Vin and Hazel Hennell. So thank you, Kevin, very much for being my first guest on Eye on the Arts. And to listeners out there, thank you very much for joining me. I'll be back next week to celebrate more people, places, and events across our region that promote the arts in Northwest Indiana. Thank you.
Thank you.